Iron Pier of Portugalete. The Iron Pier, also known as Muelle de Churruca, was approved by the end of 1879 and first opened in 1887. Churruca conceived a molten iron frame on top of nut pilings that was required as the dock would be faced with the strength of the waves. This structure would serve in turn as an upper scaffolding structure to form the wooden floor. He established a breakwater foundation, and in the space between the piles, he arranged a solid concrete that would reach 4.2 meters over the equinoctial low tide. This would work to guide the currents of ebb and flow. This kind of semi-submerged dike provided many advantages, as it would mean that they would not need a longer breakwater and would provide a wider course or riverbed for high tide. The Muelle de Hierro de Portugalete was declared an asset of cultural interest in the monument category in 2011. Below the text are three images of the Iron Pier. Coriolis and the Iron Pier. In 1835, the mathematician Gaspar Gustave de Coriolis formulated the Coriolis effect, which determines that the force of the Earth's rotation causes ocean currents to deviate to the right in the northern hemisphere and to the left in the southern hemisphere, which also happens with the general circulation of the winds. Thus, at the mouth of the northern hemisphere rivers, the sands are deposited on the right bank and leave the deepest part of the port on the left, whereas in the southern hemisphere they do it in the opposite direction. Evaristo Churruca designed an 800-meter pier that would start on the old one, and being familiar with Coriolis's formula, he made it curve with a 3,000-meter radius that, in 3 years' time, ended the problem of the sand settlings. In the picture, building the iron pier allowed bigger ships with higher cargo allowance to enter and exit easily. They still had not started the works to build the breakwater in Santurce and the wharf in Algorta. To the right, a shipwreck can be seen. 1891.